Nolte, blacklister Eric McCormack claims his call to blacklist Trump supporters was misinterpreted. By John Nolte on September 4, 2019. Hollywood blacklister Eric McCarthy, Eric McCormack, finds it very upsetting that we all misinterpreted his request for a list of Trump supporters to blacklist as a blacklist. On Tuesday, via Instagram, McCormack explained that his tweet from last week. Remember that tweet where he asked the Hollywood Reporter for a list of people in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with? Well, Eric McCormack now says he didn't actually mean that he wanted a list of people in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with. You see, the truth is this, when he requested a list of people in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with. According to his new Instagram post, what Eric McCormack really meant was, I absolutely do not support blacklists or discrimination of any kind. Additionally, he adds that when he asked for a list of people in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with, all he was really asking for was to understand where Trump's major donations are coming from. Worse still, because we all misinterpreted McCormack's request for a list of those in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with as a call for a blacklist, we upset him terribly. Yes, shame on us, because according to his Instagram post, the very idea that we would interpret his request for a list of people in the entertainment industry who attended a Trump fundraiser so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with as anything other than his taking a stand against blacklists, has been very upsetting for Mr. McCormack. McCarthy's, McCormack's Will and Grace co-star, the aging harpy and racist Deborah Messing, who also called for a list of attendees because wink wink the public has a right to know, is now tweeting the news that McCormack's latest Instagram post perfectly explains the intent behind each of our posts concerning the fundraiser. You know, the fundraiser where they requested a list of attendees so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with. Just once I would like to see someone, anyone, among our elite, just come out and say, you know what? I overreacted. I made a mistake. My emotions got the best of me. I was wrong. Sorry about that. I take it back. I find owning up to my mistakes, and I've made my share, rather liberating. But no. What do Bret Stephens and the New York Times do after his crybaby bedbug tantrum? They fabricate history to justify the crybaby tantrum. And what does Eric McCormack do after requesting an actual list of people to blacklist? Says it is very upsetting how we all misinterpreted him. And they all get away with it because in the end, if you're one of the beautiful people, you can do no wrong. As long as you direct your hate and lies and totalitarian beliefs in the approved places, no amount of cruelty, lies, or stupidity costs you a thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.